It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Tech Tuesday today, Michael Berrien sitting in for Ari Zolden. We'll find out the latest on Disney's new streaming option. Joe Borelli stops by to talk big time New York State politics and what it means. Carol Markowitz weighs in on a variety of issues. And in the green room first, batting leadoff, Shannon Bream of the Fox News Channel.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, you know, each day we like to talk about the breaking news as it happens and what it means and, of course, why it matters. But there's often times where I feel really blessed to be able to kind of set the newspaper aside for a second and delve into something a bit deeper and more complex and sometimes much more important, in my own opinion. And that's how I feel about the substance of my next guest's new book. In fact, Britt Hume was raving about it on Twitter just a few days ago, and I knew that I had not seen any of the pre-stuff for this book, which is really weird because everybody on planet Earth sends me their books. But we were able to make this connection, and Shannon Bream of Fox News, who is one of the universally most beloved people in the news industry, you ask anybody in the business what they think of Shannon Bream, and you get resolute, positive feedback. But she's been able to join us, and Shannon, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today.
Kevin, you are so kind. Thank you.
I've always known that there was a faith component to who you are, and there's certainly a degree of excellence in your work, and there's a lot of things that come through just by the way you present yourself and the way you carry yourself. Dogged determination to good journalism, all of your reporting from the Supreme Court for all the years that Fox had you as the kind of the senior legal analyst. But until, like what Britt said in his tweet, until I got into some of the substance of your book, which I just got yesterday, I had no idea to some degree what kind of life you had experienced. And I'm just curious, why was it now that you thought particularly was time to kind of drop the curtain and let everyone know kind of the other side of your story?
Well, you know, I'd been posting little tidbits and stories here and there on social media, on Facebook, and one story in particular that I wrote about losing my wedding ring and then, you know, finding it months later and just the joy and the tears of joy and experiencing that, I put the story out there and people, I mean, hundreds of people wrote back and had their own stories, and they so identified with being heartbroken over losing this thing that meant so much to me, and just the joy in rediscovering it. And kind of these stories were coming together, and I was approached about doing a book, and I thought I was going to do something serious, like,
right,
you know, the history of religious freedom or, you know, court battles at the Supreme Court. And the publisher said, no, we want more of these stories. And so I thought, okay, let's do that. I mean, just be open and vulnerable with people about funny things, embarrassing things, hard things. Because I think, really, if people look and they only know your public persona or what's on Instagram, they think, oh, your life is so great and easy. I don't know that that really helps anybody. But I thought, you know, by being vulnerable and transparent, you know, you can hopefully encourage someone who's in a tough spot, because we're all going to be there at some point.
Yeah. Well, and I want people to get the book. It's called Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. Shannon Bream is the author. And of course, she's beautifully portrayed on the cover in that kind of classic Fox News blue dress. I tell people, Shannon,
issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So people ask me all the time. They're like, is there some secret room where they keep all those dresses in the same place? I said, I've never seen it, but I think that there actually is such a room that it does actually exist in. Hey, let's talk. I want to get back to the book in a bit, but I want to pick your brain a little bit on what you do for a living, because the You've had a very interesting career. You've gone from being a reporter in the field. Now you're a host, and you still have all the same passions. You still have all the same expertise. But how has reporting news changed for you going in studio as opposed to on location?
Yeah, it's a little different to not be out there on the campaign trail, sort of like Peter Ducey is for us now, and chasing people around and, you know, doing weeks and weeks in Iowa and different places and not knowing where you're going to eat next or how cold it's going to be, or, you know, all those kinds of things. It's an adventure out there, and you really can get with a lot of the candidates pretty close to them and have conversations. So it's a different kind of access than doing what I do now. So I still try to make a real effort to build relationships with the campaigns and with different people so that you can still, you know, break news and find out what they're really about and what their policies are about, that kind of thing. I do still report on the Supreme Court, so I love those days that I'm out there. They make for long days.
Right.
But I love it so much in kind of a super nerd way that it makes me really happy.
Yeah, no,
when
but
I can get over there and
you're satisfying all of us super nerds that are loving the fact that the wind's blowing you and you're standing there with the brief and it's like 400 pages long and you're like on page 12 and you're like, but so-and-so argued this and that's why it matters. And like,
I know.
It's really,
I love it. It's probably, you know, the most fun that I have. It's definitely a little bit of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. No, it's you're good at it. Talk to us a little bit about, for people that don't know much about your background, where did you come from before Fox News?
Well, I was a lawyer, and I knew, somebody asked me this morning about, when did you know you didn't always want to be a lawyer? And I was like, in law school, just keeping it honest. I mean, I really felt like there were things about the law I loved and really enjoyed, and that's why I was studying it, but I didn't want to be a lawyer and practice for the rest of my life. I saw how miserable some of my coworkers were who'd become partners, and I thought, yikes, you really got to love this because it's all-consuming. And I thought, if I'm going to do something all-consuming, I really should be doing what I love, and I've always been a news junkie. So, I mean, at the ripe old age of like 28, 29, I decided to intern at a local TV station, and so I would practice law during the day. And then nights and weekends, any reporter or producer, anybody who would let me go along with them, I interned at the station. And listen, I'd make coffee and answer the phones and do whatever they needed me to do and just kind of pick up things along the way. And then I suddenly announced to my boss at the TV station, well, I'm going to quit my law firm. And he's like, no one here's offered you a job. But I was like, well, just a technicality. I'm just taking a leap of faith. And that was kind of my first foray. I had a 2 a.m. to 11 a.m. assignment. And I would write scripts for the morning anchors and work the teleprompter and just kind of learned everything from the ground up.
When you're in the midst of what you do best, which is, you know, talking on Fox News, and you're in an interview or you're in with the guys from Fox and Friends or almost any context I've ever witnessed, like, there's always a wink and a smile in how you may be even reporting things, I don't know, that maybe you disagree with or maybe that sometimes are very important, but you find a way to make it so positive, and I think that doesn't happen by accident. What's some of the secrets in terms of how you choose to stay on that side of whatever you're discussing at any moment?
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point using the word choice, because I do think we have choices with whatever we're facing, whether it's a professional or personal issue. And so my thing is, listen, I've been out with the book and meeting a lot of people, signing in person and that kind of thing. And the one thing I hear consistently from them is, we love watching your show because we don't really know where you are politically, but you give everybody a chance and there's not screaming and craziness. And I'm like, that's my goal. You know, I want people to be informed, but to feel like it's been a positive experience, not like they're walking away emotionally, you know, hyped up and distraught and thinking the world is ending. I mean,
right.
I think they're important conversations to have, and there are valid viewpoints across the spectrum, and that we need to show each other a little respect, and you don't have to agree. You should certainly hold on to your own core principles, but at least treat the other person like a human being and hear them out. So I think that there's value in that, and that's what we want to give our viewers.
Well, when Megyn Kelly walked away from Afternoons, I publicly advocated for you to get that job, but now that Harris has me on so often, I said, you're killing it in the evenings, and she's killing it there, and just doing a great job, Shannon, and keep it up. And I love the strength of your witness, and I love the way you point people in the right way to try to see the bright side of things, as your book well says, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. Shannon Bream is the author, and it's, by the way, it's been endorsed by some of my favorites, Max Lucado, That Metaxas guy, you know, you put his name on your book, Shannon. Here's the problem.
I mean, I did that as a favor to him because he's a struggling artist.
Well, here's the thing.
I wanted to lift him up.
But we within Salem, now we have to try to get in the same doorway with that guy. And that head
Good
is already
luck.
So big. Like, it can barely get through there to begin with. Now, you put him on your cover. Now, you just made our lives that much harder. But
I wanted to reach down and lift someone up who needed our help.
Right.
My dear friend Eric Metaxas.
Eric really struggles with what he thinks of himself. I've noticed that he's very low confidence. Just kidding, Eric. You know, he used to be in the studio right next door, but now he's up the street from us. Anyway, Shannon, congratulations and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hey, Kevin McCullough. So we have the kids, little ankle biters. They're all around the table at the brunch table on Sunday. But before they got into the restaurant, they decided to touch every potted plantain that was on the sidewalk, walking from the car in. And then for some reason, my five-year-old became fascinated with the bottom of his shoe. Now I'm sitting there going, guys, we got to have brunch and you're going to have dirty hands. And then I remembered I had that Durasan stuff in my pocket. I pulled out two of those wipes. I had those hands clean, spick and span, faster than you could blink. And it was 100% safe and effective and, best part, alcohol-free. Their hands didn't get all dried out and chapped. And now you can have the same germ-fighting, safe, effective, alcohol-free sanitation going on with your kids with water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizers that clean, condition, and protect skin for up to 24 hours. Durasan makes them in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. They've also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that does the same job in your bathroom or kitchen. FDA-approved, environmentally safe. We use it here at the station. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. They've even got an organic mosquito spray that safely protects from pathogens like Zika and other things that you may face this summer. So why don't you call today or go online and get 20% off your order when you do. Kevin McCullough listeners, Kevin McCullough Radio, you're going to get, bingo, 20% off just for mentioning the show. Go to 3w.durasan.com. That's D-U-R-I-S-A-N.com. Or call 844-DURASAN. That's 844-387-4726. 844-DURASAN. 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. All your European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th, as our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, presents their annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. The event will feature Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at WMCA.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by NIAC College.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state. Remember that, please. I meant to say that.
Call him Scranton Don. He's just normal Scranton Don now. It's Kevin McCullough. Welcome to a very busy Tuesday go home. We've got a lot to still get to today. Michael Berean in for Ari Zolden, going to talk technology, and we hope to speak with Joe Borelli as well to talk about the big win in the Republican Party for the state chairmanship this last week. Something happened that I've not talked to anybody about yet, but we'll bring you up to speed on all that coming up. First, though, Carol Markowitz is back with us from the New York Post. Carol, I saw you posting on social this week. You're bragging about how many days until you're on the beach, girl. That's the way to do it, I'm saying.
You know, I don't do it to make you jealous, Kevin, but I am counting down the days.
Well, I just think, and you wrote about this last year in your column about what a great throwback to classic like New York this is. But it's a beach membership, and it works out how?
It's this beach club in Atlantic Beach in Long Island. It's called The Sands, and it's really old school, and it is extremely diverse politically, economically. It's just a really wide range of New Yorkers, and it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, I would encourage people to go back into your archives and read about it. It made me want to be there. That's how good
definitely.
It was.
It's like a sane place.
That's
it's
right.
Hard to find those anymore.
Hey, so we finally got Biden and Trump in the same state this week, and I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Do you think that line by the president is effective? I think that the president had a bigger crowd last night. I haven't confirmed this, but I think that his crowd was no. I haven't. I tried to talk to people that were there last night, but they have not mm-hmm. given me firm estimates yet. But my sense is that it may have been nearly twice the size of what Biden had over the weekend in Philly. I'm just curious. Obviously, Pennsylvania is going to be a really big battleground
right,
state.
Right.
And with the gerrymandered new districts and stuff, you know, this is going to be one of the most important states of the election.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it going to resonate that Biden moved away from Pennsylvania? It's hard to say. I don't think that kind of thing will really matter.
No. But symbolically, he's saying on NAFTA, like he was using that as an example of what Biden did with NAFTA and sending jobs
but
overseas.
He left for another state.
Yeah.
With the Trump shots, they land. That's, you know, has always been the thing with the Trump nicknames or the kind of things he says about his opponents. He has a knack for hitting people sort of where it hurts.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, that kind of thing is absolutely going to have an effect on a Joe Biden type that he left Pennsylvania, both symbolically and actually.
I think that both parties are going to spend about $1.5 gazillion in like four states. It's going to be Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And whoever wins three of those four is going to be the president is the way I'm thinking about it. Hey, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if it's Biden, you know, I can see that kind of thing really hurting him in those states. So.
Yeah. Well, and from what I understand, I've been talking to some of my ground sources in some of those areas already. And the union anger at NAFTA, even though it's years old, like it's decades now since that mm-hmm. agreement went through originally, but it still resides in those Rust Belt families that got laid off because jobs got moved into other parts of the world. And that's been one of the singular best accomplishments of the current administration is to say we're going to do new deals and we're going to get production going in America again. And it'll be interesting to see because the current thought is that nobody on the Democrat side except someone who can win the Rust Belt will be moderate enough to take Trump on. That only leaves Biden. And if he's weak on that issue, I think it's an early night for Trump. I mean, unless there's something there that I'm missing, but if you don't get the rest,
I mean, unless some Bernie comeback happens in the primary, which I'm not sure about, but you know, Bernie is closer to trade with Trump than a Biden would be.
Yeah, no, that's true. Although I don't think I don't think Bernie resonated as well with those union households.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. It'll be interesting.
It's a delicate dance, Kevin.
It is, and it's going to be 518,000 months of it from the looks of it. So
it's a good thing we're getting an early start.
Yeah. Hey, you weren't able to be with us yesterday, but you know, there were a lot of us in Times Square that were taking on Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and Lee Zeldin was on with me yesterday, and he said that we need to have this activism take place now. Is it the right move for Republicans to speak up and kind of bark at Pelosi and say, hey, get her off the Foreign Affairs Committee?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the more Pelosi has to answer for it, the better. In fact, I think that she sort of gets a pass for allowing this kind of thing to go on under her leadership.
You think?
And she shouldn't.
I'm saying.
Yeah. I know. I've been using the hashtag liberal privilege. It's exactly that. It's that the media will never push any Democrat on any issue. And had this been happening on the Republican side, you know, it'd be just a gigantic, never-ending story.
Right.
So. Yeah, she should be called on it often.
How do you think this? How do you think this issue in particular plays with the Jewish vote as they are evaluating where things are at right now and kind of where things go in the weeks to come?
It's so hard to say because I think there are definitely Jews who are disillusioned with the Democratic Party, and then there's like the liberal Jewish establishment, which is just basically another wing of the Democratic Party, and it's like hard to separate the two. But I'm hoping that individual Jews will peel off from that liberal establishment and, you know, kind of realize what's going on, realize that the side that they're on really is taking them for granted and treating them badly and allowing this kind of thing to go on with very little pushback.
Hey, real quickly, adversity scores is what you wrote about in the Post. What's your take? Well, it's a stupid thing, but what unique spin did you put on it?
Yeah, I think it's insulting to poor students or students that were raised by a single mom to say that they can't do as well as other kids. And I don't think they're going to have, they're not going to be graded on a curve their whole lives, so they shouldn't have this advantage on the SAT to measure information, and that's it.
Totally agree. And it reminds me of George W. Bush's saying, the soft bigotry of low expectations, some of the worst bigotry possible. Anyway, reader in the Post, Carol Markowitz, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain or neck pain or upper back pain, how about sciatica, some sort of herniated disc or spinal stenosis? These things have debilitated people for years, and you may even find that you have trouble walking due to the amounts of pain that you have. Well, I'm begging you, talk to my good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression, and what I love about her is that she's committed to eradicating that pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with the life-altering DRX 9000. She wants you to make sure that your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, or sciatica, she's going to point you in an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery or shots in your system. Find out for yourself how she can help you alleviate the pain and do things that you want to, like walk freely, play with the kids and grandkids, etc. Call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com. Soleil is the hot, fast grill that reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes and makes your food more juicy and flavorful. Make grilling great again. Buy a 21-inch or larger Soleil infrared grill, built-in or cart model, in the month of May and receive a free USA-made waterproof cover. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Soleil hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
AM 970, The Answer.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. the presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, he's the minority whip in the city council. Sometimes he runs late for budgetary meetings. and if you follow him on Twitter, at Joe Borelli NYC, you'll see a beautiful picture of his beautiful family there on the great landmark called Staten Island. And he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio to talk about a number of things. Councilman, thanks for coming on back.
Good evening. And by the way, I had an antifreeze leak. That's why I was late this morning. I was a good boy and got it followed up by a licensed mechanic.
Hey, you were the one in the confessional booth. I didn't know anything until you told me. And evidently, I've been hanging out with Frank Morano too long because, of course, as soon as I knew something, I had to spill it on you. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Hey, let's talk New York State politics for a second. A little bit of a sea change in state leadership. And I was speaking with another one of your Staten Island friends, Mr. Ignizio, yesterday, and this has kind of energized some of the plans and hopes for the future of the GOP in New York. What happened?
Look, you know, Ed Cox had been the chairman for quite a long time, and I think a lot of people will admit that he's a very nice guy and he's a good person. But the state did suffer as a result of losing a number of Republican statewide seats. We used to have a Republican governor. We used to have a Republican senator. We even used to have a Republican mayor. And unfortunately, in the last 10 years, we've lost all those things, as well as Republican control of the state Senate. So it was time for a leadership change. And Nick Langworthy is young. He's only a year older than me. He's 39 years old. He's been the county exec from Erie County, which, for those that don't know, that's where Buffalo is. And despite having an enrollment disadvantage in the county, he's won countywide races. He's retaken the legislative body of the county. So he's someone that wants to just roll up his sleeves and do the most important job a chairman can do, and that's win races.
Yeah. Well, and I think that they're and again, this is no slight to Ed at all. I mean, he's from what I understood, he never took a dime in salary for any of the work that he did. And he raised a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, Joe, if we don't do something in New York State, and I don't care if it's just take one seat back in 20, like, there, you got to start throwing a flag down somewhere and saying, thus far and no more, or you know, people are just going to continue to leave. The policies, the kind of retribution when you don't play ball with the corrupt powers that are in charge. I mean, it has gotten really bad to the degree that you've lost billions in revenue and millions of people, and something's got to be done.
Look, in the last few decades, New York lost a little bit of population right after 9/11 as companies sort of moved out, and right after the financial collapse of 2007-2008. And the only other time before that was in the 80s. Now, if you think about it, we're not in the midst of a financial collapse. The economy is doing quite well, and no 9/11 has happened. So it can only be attributed to the bad policies that are coming from the top of the pyramid, from the governor himself, from the mayor himself, from the city council, from the state legislature. These people are doing everything they can to make this state less affordable, less competitive, and less desirable a place to live. You know, I was just in Colorado for a conference, and I'm someone who loves Staten Island. I love New York City, but I couldn't help browsing Zillow and just imagining a life in a place where I could afford a nice big house and a 30-minute commute to work.
If you only knew how many times my bride has had that exact same conversation with me in the last 5 years. No, you're exactly right. And when you look at what your money buys in New York City, and you look at those other places, and then you ask, what am I getting for the dollars that I'm spending?
Right, and not to mention, I mean, you're going to be charged, you know, $10 to $15 just for the privilege of driving from one part of the city to the other very soon. I mean, this is the direction it's going in, and the Empire State is turning into the Vampire State. And just look at upstate New York, look at the Southern Tier. These are parts of the state that are suffering, and thankfully New York City has done relatively well compared to the rest of the state and even the rest of the country, but it's just simply untenable to expect middle class people to afford $1 million homes that are just, you know, townhouses.
Yeah. Well, in the reality that there is a new state chairman now, what does that do for congressional seats that should be competitive and even winnable? The seat on Staten Island that Ms. Maliotakis is running for, the seat that Shel Farley's running for. Do we have some potential takeaways from the Dems on the 2020 menu?
Oh, sure. I mean, and you didn't even mention probably the most likely, which is the former Claudia Tenney seat. Right now it's represented by Anthony Brindisi, who I did serve with in the Assembly, a nice enough guy. But he is a progressive liberal in the heart of upstate New York. I mean, that, to me, is probably the most likely winnable seat that we could hope to achieve. Elsewhere is certainly possible, too. But if I... Chairman, seeing just the enrollment advantage that we have in upstate New York, I focus a lot of resources there. In fact, that was part of the reason why Ed Cox was losing support from a lot of people around the state. He was very well focused on New York City, and we're just not competitive here, and we lost the state Senate because we lost upstate New York.
Yeah. Well, I like the work that A.J. Katzmatidis is doing in the city. I think she's reviving the Manhattan Republican Club is about as good as it can be done currently. But the idea that we are... going to be competitive in an outnumbered area of 7-1 is going to be it's going to take a little time to get that work done. And meanwhile, we should be grabbing those seats back that we shouldn't have ever lost in 2018 to begin with. And I'm not blaming Chairman Cox for that. To be clear, you know, it was a landslide, you know, in terms of what some of the seats in those districts were going to be experiencing simply because it was the off year election. But Councilman, we don't have time to get into your race. We'll have to do that next time. But thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good weekend.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Well, it's only Tuesday. We'll get there. Stay with us. The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you just don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be that you're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. You've heard me talking about them. You've heard me telling you how much they make a difference in my life. Not only have they given me extraordinary amounts of energy, but they've also helped me not get, for instance, seasonal bronchitis every time the weather changes like I used to get for years. I've been 3 years clear now completely. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. It's whole food, plant, fruit, and vegetable material in a veggie capsule. And once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. And through Memorial Day weekend, you can get the $20 discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, with this special radio offer, it will only be available through Memorial Day weekend, May 27th. So here's what you do. You call 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. But you must use the discount code, The Answer, to get that discount. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751.
Most people think their landlord is responsible for damages and losses to their apartment. Most people don't know that 9 out of 10 New York insurance claims are for water damage, not fire. Michael Honig and Michael Conti aren't most people. Honig Conti Insurance is here to provide guidance, not just policies. Head to honigconti.com today. HONIGCONTE.com.
Spring has finally sprung. And it's time to live the Sea-Doo life during the Ready to Ride sales event at your local BRP dealer. From recreation to sport fishing, there's a Sea-Doo watercraft for everyone with performance you can trust on any body of water. Visit your local BRP dealer and save up to $800 on select 2018 models during the Ready to Ride sales event. Start living the Sea-Doo life starting at $53.99. Offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. If you are looking for some great gift-giving ideas, visit Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes has been selling fine jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings for 98 years. There you'll find beautiful jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Top designers such as Charles Kripel and A-Link. Watches by Ebel and Oris. Parian & Sons are not just a jewelry store. Parian & Sons are real jewelers. They repair. They restore. They'll make your old, tired jewelry look brand spanking new. And they do all the work on the premises. And if you're getting engaged, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or at ParianDiamonds.com. That's ParianDiamonds.com.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans on May 24th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Expo at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can order their free tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets there as well. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast, sponsored by the Deaf Bible Society.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, I change it all.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. The only segment in all of talk radio anywhere that actually focuses on the breaking news of tech trends every week, and glad to do it. Although Mr. Zolden, the aforementioned, is not with us today. He is actually in Kosovo, which is a developing technological hub in Europe and wants to be a major player. He's talked about that when he has been with us. And he said his phone service, you know, that wonderful blockchain technology he's always talking about, evidently it can't get him a phone in Kosovo. So he begged us. He pleaded with us. He said, hey, can I have the week off? I said, yeah, if you send a good substitute. So Michael Barian is with us today, who's actually a partner of Ari's and a lot of ventures that they're working on. And Michael, thanks for taking time to even come in studio.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
We have to you know, borrow steel to get Ari to show up in studio. So your first time on, you're like, I'm in the neighborhood. I'll just come on over. Hey, let's talk about Instagram. So there's evidently 49 million users had their stuff exposed, including major influencers. Now, this is significant. Why? I mean, influencers, they make a lot of money off of their Instagrams.
Of course. I think a lot of people trust these brands and these social media platforms with their data. And inherently, these platforms have a responsibility to really pull their weight and make this priority number one. I mean, privacy is constantly in the headlines.
Yeah.
So I think that this is something that they have to work on. You know, they're going to lose people's trust. And then simultaneously, you know, the flip side of that is we're entrusting them with our privacy and with our data. That's a personal decision that we make to do when we use the platform and we sign up.
It's kind of part of the trade-off, isn't
it?
Like, I'm going to join you, but I know that I could have all my stuff shown at some point.
It's very possible. And I guess in a world where we share everything, are we so concerned about privacy, or is it just a headline, right? I mean, we do share a lot of our lives on social media.
Yeah.
So how conscious are people about their privacy?
It's true. Well, it is true. And I know that for me, it's been something the goalposts have changed, right? So when I was just starting up, I thought this was fun and, you know, be able to yell at the whole world if you want to through Facebook. And as the profile raised, I felt like only family should see certain things. And so that's what they see. And then there's the public side that everybody else gets to see. I think is going to be there. Anyway, it's interesting. 49 million users, that's a lot of exposure, but they appear to have it buttoned up now. So there's a big headline in the Post today that asks the question, the truth about whether your phone is spying on you or not. And there's probably no more interesting conversation, Michael, that I have than whether or not you get around a dinner table and you ask half the people there, do you think Siri or Alexa are spying on you? And resolutely, half the table will be like, oh, yeah, I'm convinced of it. Like, I just said the word deodorant once, and then there were 14 deodorant ads the next time I logged onto the internet. Are they actually spying, or is this like that extension of AI and blockchain that is just constantly gathering data and information from all the other things that we're voluntarily putting out there? Or is it some combination of the two?
I mean, I think the platforms are definitely monitoring us. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we view
you say this, that so nonchalantly. The program's monitoring us. Well, who's monitoring the monitors?
That's a good point. Hopefully some trustworthy people. But yeah, so the platforms are definitely monitoring us. And I think we look at these platforms as this is a great way to start my band. This is a great way to get my personal brand out there, to share things with my friends and families. But the shareholders and the people running these companies look at these as businesses.
Right.
They're there to make money, and they make money off of collecting data and, you know, properly matching advertising with users and their interests. So it's in their best interest to monitor us. What they do with that data definitely needs to be restricted. But I definitely do think that in some sense there is some spying going on.
You think Alexa sitting in my kitchen just going, oh, so they argued about what color the bathroom should be.
You know, sometimes I find myself also being like, I just said that and Alexa is listening.
Well, there's a lot of people wondering if that's in fact the case. But so you say it's kind of spying.
Yeah, in a way, in a sense. It's definitely monitoring us.
If I fill out a survey, if I answer a question on a form, if I create an account, et cetera, I understand that's all information I've voluntarily given them. But if I am talking about, you know, why my kid got a bad grade on his third grade test in the kitchen with my wife before dinner, not expecting Alexa to be paying attention to that, like if I start getting like tutoring ads the next day, like that feels like an invasion of privacy to me.
It definitely does. I had a conversation with my aunt one time about a museum I wanted to take her to, and the next day I'm getting ads on my Facebook for that.
Yeah. Okay, it's done. He's spying. It's definitely spying. All right. So big tech news. Disney has made some major moves. What are they doing?
Disney is launching their own streaming service this fall, which is, you know, in my opinion, very exciting. I think up until now, there's only been a few key players in the streaming space. And to see what Disney brings to the table is very interesting. And I know when you and I were talking offline, we said a little bit about how, you know, a recent HBO event, a finale,
right,
you know, brought in so many users and so much viewership. I'm real curious to see how the strength of Marvel and Star Wars and all these assets that Disney now owns translates to the streaming service and its acquisition of users.
Well, and they just bought Hulu, from what I understand. And didn't Hulu kind of make its bones in creating new content? They were making new content before Netflix weren't they?
I think the genesis of like kind of these companies starting to produce their own content all came about around similar times. But Hulu was definitely an early player, yeah,
right,
in producing their own proprietary content.
That no one's going to need The Wire for anything except maybe live sports and presidential elections and stuff like that very, very soon.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think why so many people are attracted to these platforms is it allows them to consume content when they want,
mm-hmm,
whereas the old model was let's gather around the TV and now we all have to be on the TV timetable.
Right.
And now it puts it in your hands. You can watch things how and whenever you'd like to.
Yeah. Well, and that was really, you know, technologically started. I mean, the VCR was where that began. And once we had the ability to time adjust to our standard, the trend has never stopped going in that direction. Michael Berean. No, Berean. Does it matter? Like,
doesn't matter.
Seriously, I've known Bereans all my life. You're the one Berean. Anyway, hey, thanks for filling in for Ari today.
Yeah, thanks
good
for
stuff.
Having me.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. My final thought. Straight ahead. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Over the weekend, we had some, you know, back and forth weather and some big lightning storms on Sunday night. And I was just thankful because as I was laying there hearing all this stuff going on outside, my brain was able to get into deep Delta sleep. And part of that is because I'm a MyPillow guy. Everything on my bed is MyPillow. The bed topper, the Giza sheets, even, of course, the premium MyPillows, which Mike Lindell called into this radio show and said, hey, I want to offer them for the lowest.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Of course, all eyes are on the 2020 ballot. Big issues are in front of us. The border, the Second Amendment, late-term abortion, free speech. Biggest of them all, health care. Democrats push a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors paid into all of their lives and open it to all comers, even the children of illegals. It should be called Medicare for None, because seniors are going to be forced to get in line with people who have paid nothing into the program. It's wrong. It's unfair. And where was the AARP on all of this? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare? Well, we know why. The same AARP backed Obamacare. This is why you got to join AMAC. This is why I belong to AMAC. If you're over 50, AMAC is going to fight hard against Medicare for All. For $16, you get your AMAC senior card. You get all the benefits you get everywhere else, except you're being represented by an organization that cares for our values. Go to GallagherForAMAC.com, GallagherForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-6229. Join AMAC today, 855-624-6229, or go to GallagherForAMAC.com.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Big thanks, by the way, to everyone that stopped by today. Much appreciate the lovely Shannon Bream. The lovely Carol Markowitz, the okay Joe Borelli, and Michael Berrien. Don't say Berrien. I'm just saying. Anyway, thanks everybody for stopping by, and great discussion. Much more, of course, tomorrow as we are watching the breaking news for you each weekday. Ran across this just a couple moments ago, actually. Senator Kamala Harris. This is from today's, actually, it's just been published on the Washington Free Beacon. Okay. So, you know that Senator Kamala Harris, if she gets elected, wants to punish companies that even do a 1% difference in the pay gap. The difference between, on average, what women make and men make in the corporation. Now, why that's interesting is twofold. One, I don't think she's going to do an honest pay gap, which would demonstrate there's no pay gap differential in the country when you judge it on experience and time worked. That, in fact, when you see the studies where they have removed, for instance, the time where women who did not, like, for instance, stop their careers to go have families and then come back. Those people haven't put in the same amount of work in their company, so they don't get paid the same amount as people that stayed the task. And you could side by side that with women who didn't leave to go have children and come back. Those women who don't leave and stay in the workplace, and side by side, there's no pay gap in America. But under Kamala Harris, if you let that woman go and have her child and then come back and you don't pay her the accelerated rate that you paid the guy who stayed there the whole time and didn't leave to go have the kids, then she's going to punish you. This is one of her big, big plans for president. She's going to punish you for even a 1% difference on average. Now, with that as the backdrop, imagine this. Analysis found that in Kamala Harris's own Senate and presidential campaign offices, men are paid a higher median salary than women in both her Senate office and on her campaign. They found it after the most recent six-month disclosure. Hypocrisy, thy name is Kamala Harris.